So, Ms. Gregovich, you won the 2026 University Prize with your project, Market Development and Visibility of Companies. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Perhaps briefly and consciously, what does the project entail and what are the most important points?
First of all, in all my marketing courses, we work on the project-based learning. Project-based learning means that beside learning theories and academic knowledge and learning objectives related to marketing courses, students have to learn some applied cases and applied science projects. This means that I try to connect with the local companies, in this case with Kreisklewe, but it could be also any international company or German company. And we try to create projects for students where students have to apply the knowledge of, let's say, theoretical knowledge that they learn in the classroom and then apply to the real life cases. In this case, it was with the company Hermsen. And Hermsen is a company that needed a little bit advancements and not rebranding, but adjustments in the marketing planning of their digital marketing. They wanted to improve digital marketing campaigns. They wanted to involve new marketing tools, new digital tools. So students worked on the project by creating different ideas for them to find new clients, to reach new clients or customers, to enhance already existing clients' relationship, and to introduce new digital marketing tools to promote company better and more, not only in the German market, but also in the foreign market. Basically, it was for German market, but Hermsen as a company already has a big clientele and they have a history of good business. So we helped them to introduce digital tools, digital media, digital tools, LinkedIn account, Instagram accounts, and other tools. And we also did analysis on how this can help them to have a better perspective and also long-term sustainability, because companies have to change and they have to introduce digitalization even though they are successful. They already had successful business, this is what I have to admit. But they have to start to change and accept some digitalization, and especially in terms of marketing.
And how did the collaboration between you and the company come about, and how was it structured?
So the cooperation started with our Center for Innovation, Research and Transfer. And there we have colleagues and innovation managers who work daily on a daily basis with different companies in Kreisklewe and in Germany also. So they offered us a course, they offered us cooperation with Hermsen. They approached each other and then we sat together. We discussed the marketing goals, project goals, and we also discussed together what are the needs of Hermsen in terms of marketing. Then we said, okay, we have a marketing course, and we had also at that time international marketing and brand management course. So I offered the company, and through our ZFIT colleagues that were also rewarded today with me, so we offered them different kind of perspective of business idea development in marketing. So some students and some groups or some teams focused on digitalizations, some groups focused on internationalization of Hermsen and brand management. And all in all, how do we communicate? We also visited Hermsen company. We had a site visit. We call it field trip for students. And we also invited them to our classroom. So we work in the field and in the classroom. And students really find it interesting. And also, as you can see, it's very useful for the companies.
Yeah.
And students are very creative and they have very, very good ideas. And believe me, companies are sometimes surprised how students can be efficient and actually creative.
Yeah. And one last question. Will the project continue?
Yes, yes, of course. We can continue with project and then we can see what are the further needs, because they started implementing some of the ideas and some, of course, they cannot implement because maybe it's not time for that now. But continuation of the project is always possible, because every year in winter and summer semester I have different marketing courses. Some of them are, as I said, only research-based. Some of them are marketing, basics of marketing, which means marketing planning. Some of them focus on branding, some of, on digitalization, and also consumer behavior. And this is also very important to understand your customers. So what we are trying to enforce here or introduce to the German market and also to Kreisklewe and local companies, we try to explain to them how important it is to understand the changes and understand how the transition from traditional marketing to digital marketing actually involves. And more or less all companies will have to at least introduce certain level of internationalization and also certain level of digitalization in marketing. So marketing is there for everybody, and we are open for all cooperation, not only for Hermsen. Currently I'm working with 6 or 7 different companies. We are also doing this and not hoping to get the prize next year, because we know somebody else has to get it. But we will continue and we are open for further cooperations.
That's very, very nice. Thank you, Ms. Gregovic.
Thank you.